Hello.
This Hello? Is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for getting connected to eBay. How can I help you?
This is a problem. Press 1 to cancel some rule or something like that.
Like there was a purchase was made from your eBay account for the gift card of Google Play for $299. So this is just a free service checkup call to confirm with you whether you like to continue this order or you like to cancel that one.
What is it? What can you explain what it is?
The purchase was made for Google Play gift card. It's a gift card for $299, okay?
Just cancel it, Mike.
So if you are telling me that you not made this purchase, that means there was some person is trying to misuse your personal details for making a fake purchase in your name, right?
So I've got to report it to the police, so what?
No need to report anyone. What we will do, we will go ahead and stop that order which is not made by you. And also we are going to provide you the security in your eBay account. So in future, your eBay account is not going to be hacked by any other one, okay? But the first thing is that, as you can understand, there was one purchase was made from eBay. And there was some card was added on the eBay account. So we need to first secure your details, right? Your card and you need to cancel that transaction. So, first of all, will you please let me know, do you have any smartphone or any computer or a laptop with you right now where I can go ahead and guide you to generate a cancellation ID?
No.
And you are talking to me on the smartphone right now, right? Is it an Android phone or it's an iPhone?
It's an Android.
It's an Android phone, right?
How do I know I'm talking to anybody?
Let me tell you, sir, when we are going to generate a cancellation ID, you are going to get a verification message that you are talking to eBay. And also the one thing, eBay never asks any of your personal details over the phone, okay? So we are just going to guide you to cancel that order and we need to do it from your side. So, okay?
What is the order for? Can you tell me?
Order, what is the order? The order was made for Google Play gift card. It's a gift card, sir, okay? So you can use...
No, I don't do it. Sorry.
I understand, sir, that the reason I'm telling you, somehow your personal details got used by some person. Let me tell you how it could be happen, okay? You must be do email, right? Now, we've seen in a lot of our customers that sometimes you received a spam email or a junk email, right? And what you do, if you wrongly give a click on that type of spam email, that type of spam email contains lots of harmful viruses and malicious software, okay? Which is, when you give a click on that the link, it is automatically downloaded on your devices, on your IP address, and they can use your device for making those purchases for a gift card and whatever they want. But before what they do, they will do for the small amount.
Just close my eBay account. That's it. Finished.
Not a problem. What we will do, we will simply go ahead and guide you to first cancel that order, then cancel your eBay account. So will you please, will you do one thing, sir? First of all, put the phone on speaker and go back to your home screen of your Android phone where you can see all the regular icons like camera, gallery, contact, messages.
You see, I'm an old man. I know, sir, but this is not
a rocket science, okay? We will help you to cancel that order. That's the reason we are getting paid for that, okay? So you don't need to worry about anything. So just do one thing, put the phone on speaker and go to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons like camera, gallery, contact, Play Store.
So I got to go to settings or what?
No, Play Store. Do you know how to open Play Store on your mobile?
Yeah,
Thank you for your time.
Galaxy Store.
Now just beside that Galaxy Store, you can see that Play Store. PLAY, Play Store.
I got it.
Open that.
Yeah,
now, when you open that Play Store, have a look on the very top. You can see a search panel where you can type and search anything, right? Do you see that? I want you to type there, E as in Edward, letter E.
A.
B as in boy, letter B.
Hang on, B.
After B, it will be O as in Oscar.
A, B.
Yeah. After E, B, then A as in Apple.
A, B, and then what next?
A as in Apple, A.
I.
Then Y, E as in Yankee, letter Y.
Yeah.
After that, give a space, and then after space, type there A as in Apple again, A, N as in Nancy, letter N, Y as in, after eBay, give a space, then type there A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, Y as in Yankee, D as in Delta, E as in Edward, S as in Sierra,
I can't keep up with it.
What happened?
What about you disclose my eBay account?
What happened?
What about you disclose my eBay account?
We are helping you to first cancel that order, and after that we need to cancel that eBay account. So that's the reason I'm helping you for that, okay? See, it will not take a long time.
But you've got to give them authorization to use that card. So if you stop the account, they can't use the account.
But first that we need to cancel the transaction because the transaction is in pending, right? See, first of all, we need to cancel the transaction.
Put me on the coppers, mate. I'll get these bastards. That's bullshit.
You no need to give me any of your single personal details over the phone, okay? Not a single personal details. If I'm going to ask you or if you're going to give me, I want you to simply hang up the call on that time, okay? No need to talk to me on that time, okay? But right now, we need to go ahead and cancel that order.
Yes, I've got eBay, and what's next?
After eBay, AnyDesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
AnyDesk.
Yes, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
D-E-S-K. Righto, next.
Now search for that eBay, AnyDesk. eBay, AnyDesk. Now, when you search for that, you will get to see that a red and the white diamond color application will say AnyDesk remote desktop. Do you see that?
Yep, I see that.
Tap on that. Now when you tap on that, you can see a green color bar which says install. Click on install, and I want you to be handy with a piece of paper because when you get to see open, you'll get to see a cancellation ID. So did you tap install?
So I push install.
Yes, and when you get to see open, let me know. Don't do it from your side, okay? When you get to see open, let me know because you'll get to see a cancellation ID. For that, we need to guide you. And do you have a piece of paper, sir? Piece of paper, and you can be handy with that. Yes, we can be handy with that. Now, do you see open?
Press the open.
Yes, tab on open. And where are you right now? Like, because lots of background voices coming from your side. So, like, music and something is coming. Can you please stop it?
Wait, does any desk care about your privacy? Seriously?
Yes, we care about your privacy and policy. So you can understand, we care about your privacy, so we are not authorized to ask you any of your details. So just underneath that, do you see okay or accept?
Yeah, accept.
You can accept. Say, can you stop the background voice, please? Can you stop, like, can you, yes, can you close your TV or anything like that? Now what you can see?
Now can I see a tutorial? Can be abort the tutorial?
Yes. Yes, you need to abort the tutorial by touching those red flashing areas. Now what you can see?
Yep.
Now what you can see, sir?
I can see in the icon any desk.
You can see the icon any desk, and do you see it says your address and some numbers are there?
Nothing.
Okay, what is the exact thing you can see? To read out for me.
Knox license validation completed successfully.
Yes, tap on OK. Tap on OK. Tap on OK.
Nothing.
Now what you can see? Okay, scroll down, sir. You need to scroll down. Go to the very bottom down. Do you see OK? Do you see OK?
No.
Do you see OK? Tap on OK. Then what you can see?
No data shared with third parties. No data collected.
Your internet is on right now?
Yeah.
Okay, do one thing, sir. Close this page, go back to your home screen of your mobile. You can see a new application came up on the screen, which says AnyDesk, the red and the white diamond color application. I want you to open that, okay? Open that.
AnyDesk, control plugin.
Cancel, give a click on cancel. Give a click on cancel. Click on cancel.
My cancel is cancel.
Scroll down, sir, and you can see. Now, what you can see, please tell me.
Can't scroll down at one move. This is a gray any desk icon.
Click on agree if you can see that. Click on that.
No.
Now, what you can see?
Nothing.
Okay. Read out for me what you can see, sir. Read out for me.
The what?
Read out for me what you can see.
Can I tell you what? I've got two icons on there and install. Any plugins, add one.
Okay. Go back to the previous page. Press the back button and go back to the previous page, okay? Go back to the previous page.
I'm back to the previous page.
No, close each and everything, sir. You're doing very good. Close each and everything. Go back to your home screen of your mobile, where you can see all the regular icons, and you will get to see a new application was added in the name of AnyDesk Remote Desktop, the red and the white diamond color application. You need to open that, okay?
Hang on, I'm going there. Open.
Tap on open.
I'm going to tap on open. It says tutorial. You can abort the tutorial.
Yes. Yes. Abort the tutorial by touching those red and the white flashing area, okay? Touch three times. Tap three times.
I've got an address number.
Congratulations, sir. You get to see a cancellation ID on your screen. What you need to do, you need to write down the number on the piece of paper first, okay? Write down the number on the piece of paper. Congratulations. Now, when you return down the number, please let me know.
I've got the number written down now. And then it says, now,
No. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to read out the number slowly.
7 8 8 5 8 5 8 5 8 5 2 0 6.
I'm confirming you the cancellation ID, which was 788 585206, right?
Correct, right, yeah.
For this cancellation ID, we need to provide you a security